We're all discombobulated, ain't we? That's the word my dad uses. In my mind, I said amen. I guess I thought everybody else did too. If you would open your Bibles to the book of Proverbs chapter 3, you want to, while you're turning there, was in search for a better way of describing. Sometimes in my mind I understand something, or at least I think I do, and usually the examples I try to give may not be so good. So in search of a better answer or a better way of explaining wisdom tonight, which is what we'll be talking about and the importance of it, while you're finding your place in Proverbs 3, let's think about wisdom like this. It's the practical skill of living a successful and moral life in alignment with God's will. It is more than just knowledge. It's the ability to apply that knowledge with a moral and spiritual understanding, leading to righteous actions and avoiding the path of foolishness. Last but not least, this wisdom is a divine gift that helps navigate life's complexities, leading to blessings and protection from evil. So maybe keep that in mind when we talk about wisdom tonight. We'll be beginning in verse 13, or picking up there, if you will, as we've been talking about so many different things. And most of the time when someone mentions Proverbs 3, they immediately think of to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And most certainly that is a key verse in it all, for that's what it all hinges upon, isn't it? Our life in its entirety should trust in the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our being, with all that we know and all that we have. And why is that? Well, who better to trust in than in the Lord? Beginning in verse 13, we'll read these verses here. And I'm going to read from the King James Version that we have here, but then I'm going to use the NLT, for they break it down a little bit better, and there's some things there that they use I want to share with you. It says here in verse 13, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." 14 says, "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious." Again, think about what we're talking about. We're talking about wisdom. We're talking about godly wisdom. We're talking about that which shapes our character, and that we calls us and leads us in the right path to doing those things that are in alignment with God. "She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding he hath established the heavens, and by his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew." That's where we're going to stop tonight, and as far as there, and look at a few things. I've got, as you read it in the NLT, it brings out the idea, and it says this, that joyful, in the first three verses, 13, 14, and 15, joyful is the person who finds wisdom. So let's think about it one more time. So, you know, repetition is the key to remembering things, right? Right, good. I'm glad we're on the same page. So think about this just for a moment. So joyful is the person who finds wisdom. Wisdom, again, it's more than just knowledge, isn't it? This is where you say yes. Good, good. Now we're on the same page. It is the ability to apply that knowledge with what? With a moral and spiritual understanding, leading to righteous actions and avoiding a path of foolishness. So joyful, the scriptures is saying, is joyful is the person who finds that wisdom, who guides them in a way that they understand, hey, this isn't good for my life, or this is good for my life. And so not only that, but also in that verse it says, the one who gains understanding. Verse 14, "For wisdom," again, that's what we've already been talking about, "is more profitable," it's more profitable than silver, "and her wages are better than gold." Wisdom, in verse 15, is more precious than rubies. And it says, nothing you desire can compare with her. Nothing is compatible to having not only that knowledge, but the ability to understand and put it into action, that knowledge that you gain that says, this is a better way of life for me. This is what I need to be doing, or this is what I don't need to be doing. This is what I need to be involved in. This isn't what I need to be involved in. Someone that's able to take that knowledge, understand it, and apply it to their life, and align themselves with God. The writer here is telling us that person is going to be not only joyful, gain understanding, it's going to be worth more to them, more profitable to them than silver. The wages of it is much more than gold. The dividends that it'll pay out is way more than all of that. And not only that, it'll be more precious to them than fine rubies. And nothing they could ever desire could even possibly compare to that. Now, here's some questions that I've got. Why is the person who finds wisdom joyful and the one who will gain understanding? That's a question that I have. Here's another one. How is wisdom more profitable? How is it more profitable than silver and wages better than gold? How can wisdom be more precious than rubies and nothing be compared to her? Now, those questions obviously came from the three verses that I read to you. So it's defining and telling us about a person. Their life is going to be joyful. It's going to be filled with understanding. And not only that, they are going to realize the value of what they have and how precious that it is. And they're going to cling to it. How is that possible? Well, the answer lies in verse 16. So if you'll look there, as I've already read that to you in the King James Version, I'll now read to you out of the NLT. It says this: she offers... she, being wisdom, offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left. Now think about this just for a moment as I was pondering and preparing. What are two things the world wants more than anything else? Money and power. And we'll add one more along with that power that'll connect right with it. They don't want to die, do they? I don't know anybody that says, I'd just like to die tomorrow or die today. They'll spend all the endless count of money that they can spend, just like the woman in the Bible read that she did what? She spent all she had. Why? She had a situation that was going to take her out of this world. She didn't want to die. Money then didn't mean anything. Money means something to them when they're healthy and they're okay, but when they're looking at death, well, they don't want to die. They'll spend all of that. So they want money and they want power in life. That's what they want. Well, verse 16 tells us that wisdom, guess what? She holds, and it tells us here in the right hand, this way if you're looking at me, and if I'm looking at you, it's this way, so you can figure it out. But in her right hand, it tells us there's long life. In her left hand, says there's honor, and guess what? There's riches and there's honor. So what are you getting at, Todd? Here's the two thoughts that I had, and I'll give an example in just a moment. Godly wisdom, that which a person takes knowledge and is able to understand it, apply it to their life, and aligns them with God's will and the way God wants them to go, they say, hey, this is what's good for my life. This isn't. We've already talked about all that. Godly wisdom holds in her hand the very thing the world is trying to gain apart from God. Seeking God and the wisdom of God, in that we find, and we just break it down like this, everything, we say it all the time, but simplifying it just like this, in Him and seeking godly wisdom lies absolutely everything we really desire and want. God has absolutely everything we need. It all, and His wisdom will guide us in that direction. Now, let me explain. Here's the second one. Godly wisdom will help in providing for our monetary needs as well as our physical needs. And I'm going to explain how. Godly wisdom helps us, and I'm going to say it this way, it helps us in our work ethics. You believe that?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad you did. If you didn't, I'd ask you to leave. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, but what it does is this. Godly wisdom, as we look unto the Lord, we take that knowledge, and again, it helps us to understand what? That God does not want us to be lazy, does He? But when we have a job to do, when we have agreed that we would do something, then that's what we should do. If we don't, then we're lying, aren't we? If we don't fulfill that, then we're not being truthful. And that is not of God. Wisdom helps us. We gain understanding. We say, you know what? I want my life to be in alignment with God. Well, God is truthful, therefore I must be truthful. Therefore, if I'm on the clock and something is what I'm supposed to be doing, then that's what I'm going to be doing. I've had others tell me before on the job site, they've said, and I'm not bragging, but I'm not, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It's the only example I've got, so you just have to take it. But anyway, I've been on job sites before where, especially in union jobs, where they say, hey, man, sit down. You got 8 hours. You got whatever. Don't worry about it. And I look at them and say, that's not what they hired me for. That's not what I was told to do. If you want to sit, that's fine, but don't condemn me for something that this is my job. You know, I didn't have a problem. They didn't have a problem hiring me, and I didn't have a problem saying, hey, I'll do whatever it takes when I needed a job. Well, if I said that and I meant it, then when it comes time to go to work, go to work. And so what I'm pointing at is this: godly wisdom will help us with our work ethics and with the job. It helps us, and hey, you know what? Saying when things are not right and we don't do things, we don't steal from businesses, we don't do this, we don't do that, things that aren't right, and we do the things that needs to be done. Why is that? Because we have godly wisdom that helps us to understand we want to walk in the way of God because this is a better life for me, and I don't want to behave that way. I don't want to do that. And so as we see that, it helps us, what, not only our work ethics, but also the way we spend our income, the way we spend, the way that we take the money. There's things, just the other day, I made a purchase of something, and it was a bunch of tools that I already had, and only because they was on sale. And I was going down the road, and I thought, that really wasn't very smart. I went back and took them back, and the lady said, you got buyer's remorse, do you? And I said, well, I've already got all these. I just got to get them back from my son. He takes everything I got. So, but it gives us godly wisdom. We can take some of those things. Not only does it help us in being able to construct and pay for our bills, we don't just go out here and waste it on things that are unnecessary all the time. If we'd done that all the time, then we'd never be able to pay our bills or take care of the things that we need, right? So it gives it. I'm not saying we don't at times with impulse maybe buy something or do something like that that we probably shouldn't have done. But what I am saying is this: it gives us wisdom, will help guide us in our finances, that we are able to pay for the things that we need for this life. And so in her hand, she has what we need. Who? Wisdom. Where's the wisdom come from? God Almighty. We're talking about godly wisdom. We're not talking about a dog-eat-dog world wisdom. We're not talking about a wisdom that the world has that says, you know what? I'll climb over, chew up, chew down, throw down anybody I've got to get what I want. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about wisdom from God Almighty that says, I'm going to help you throughout your life to show you the path that you need to go and the way that is right. And so we find out, not only does it help us with our income, I wrote this down as well. It will help to show us the physical dangers of substance abuse as well as our dieting. And then I put in parentheses, should we allow it? Wisdom will teach us that, hey, you know, partaking in certain things is going to be harmful to our bodies. You know, we want to, and I'm not going to get too deep into that. We want to point our fingers and say all this and that. But the point of the matter is this, is that wisdom, godly wisdom says, hey, that's not good for you. Stay away from that. Don't get involved in that. Or, hey, you know what? You ever thought about that? You ever went to grab that 10th pizza fudge? I'll say 10 because that's probably where I'd be. And you think, I probably shouldn't do that. Yeah, you probably shouldn't. Godly wisdom, why is that? Because it really ain't that good for you. Godly wisdom helps us as long as we allow it and we desire, then if we will use it as it is intended, then guess what? It is way more precious than rubies. It's more valuable than silver or gold. The wages of it, it'll pay out more. The dividends of it will outweigh anything that we could ever even imagine. So when we narrow it down to that, then we say everything the world is trying to gain, I've already got it in God Almighty through Jesus Christ. Amen. The wisdom of God will produce in my life all of those things. Amen. Because you've heard me say 100 times before, and I'll say it for the 101 time, that, you know what, He said, the psalmist said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. God has promised us that if we will listen and follow him, he will take care of everything we need. Physically, financially, spiritually. So praise God. When we learn the wisdom of God, when we understand where wisdom comes from, we accept him. The closer we get to him, the more he helps us understand. Praise God, the more we want to embrace it, right? All right. Verse 17, when we read that earlier, it tells us her ways, again, in the King James Version, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are of peace. It tells us here, her paths are peace. In verse 17, we learn this, that godly wisdom, and as the Lord spoke to me about this, godly wisdom wants to guide us in ways that will result, that the result will produce a heart that will be satisfied. Listen to this in the NLT, if you will. She, meaning wisdom, will guide you down delightful paths, and all her ways are satisfying. Amen. The wisdom of God wants, as we seek God's face, as we draw nearer unto his side, as we learn all we can about the word of God, and we apply it to our lives, then the wisdom of Almighty God, you know what it really desires for our life? It desires that we live in peace. Now, when we say that, does that mean peace as far as we're never in conflict, we never have problems, we're never in a situation? No, it's peace within us. There's no turmoil on the inside of us. And not only that, but along with that, that we live a life that we are satisfied. We talked about that the other day, that we are satisfied. And why is that? Because we realize that really what it does is that wisdom, which is knowledge put into with understanding, put into action, causes us to do what? Understand we have everything we need. And when I realize that I have everything that I need, I'm satisfied. What more could I want? If I've got everything I need, what else could I want? Right? Good. All right. So quit praying about that new car. All right. I'm just kidding. Verse 18 says this. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Verse 18 reminds us once again, and I wanted to point this out to you, of the importance of godly wisdom, and not only seeking it, but finding it and embracing it. Listen to this. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. Happy are those who say, you know what? I'm not going to live that way. I'm not going to put myself through those things. I'm not going to sit and wring my hands and worry about things that I can't do anything about. I'm going to trust God. That's godly wisdom. That's the Holy Spirit of God leading us in a path of godly wisdom that says, hey, listen, this is what's in step with God. This is what's in tune with God. This is in the way of God. And that way is, you don't worry about it. You let him handle it. And in that path is peace. And in that path is satisfaction. In that path, we understand that, hey, I don't need to worry about how high the waters get or how hard the wind blows. I don't have to worry about how long the sun's going to be gone or how dark it's going to be outside is really what I was thinking, or how long it's going to be before the sun rises. I don't need to sit and worry about these things as far as over the situation that you're dealing with. I'm just simply going to trust God. Wisdom helps us. The Holy Spirit of God takes wisdom and guides us to do that. Wisdom says, hey, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to depend upon God. Verses 19 and on to the rest of them will give us a detailed, and I want to look at a few of these as we go through them briefly, but will tell us of the source of God, of godly wisdom. And not only that, but of the endless of the endlessness of his power. So let's read it from the, well, you won't be able to unless you got NLT, but I'll read it. Listen to this. By wisdom, the Lord foundeth the earth. By understanding, he createth the heavens. You see what the writer's doing? He's putting it out there for the readers to understand. Guess what? We've been talking about wisdom and the value of it. We've been talking about how important that it is. Let me tell you exactly where it comes from. Let me tell you the source. And not only that, but let me tell you how powerful that he is. So he tells him by wisdom, he says, the Lord founded the earth. He says, by understanding, he created the heavens. That eliminates, hey, as he's writing unto those that are going to be reading it, obviously, then when they're thinking about these things, he's saying this. If he says, by wisdom the Lord founded the earth, and that means for there never was an earth. He's saying, hey, think about his power. Think about who we're talking about. There wasn't even an earth. And he's saying, by his wisdom, it was founded. By his wisdom, I don't know how God did it, but he's saying, I know he did it. I don't know how that it happened. He says, not only that, but by understanding, he created the heavens. He's saying not only that, but he says, by his knowledge, the deep fountains of the earth burst forth, and the dew settles beneath the night sky. I guess we could word it like this. He's saying, I ain't got a clue how it works, but I know the wisdom of God done it all. I don't know how he did it, but I know he done it all. And he's saying, when I think about him and I think about who he is and I think about the fact that he's gotten, he's saying, hey, this is offered unto us. He's offering unto us. People go out here and they climb over one another and they fight one another and they do all these things to try to get the things that are going to be gone one of these days. They think, this is what I really want. And he's saying, no, it all really lies in the lap of God. That's where what you want is really, that is where it's at. He's the one that has wisdom. He's the one that can guide your life to prosperity. And I'm not talking, when I say that, necessarily about riches and all kinds of monetary or money things like that. I'm not necessarily meaning that. I'm not excluding that, but I'm not meaning that. What I'm talking about is this, and leading us in a way that is successful in our walk with him, and a life that is satisfying, a life that is pleasing unto God. It is only through him. And that, you know what? I've seen some that's had a lot, and I've seen some that's had little. And as long as they've had Christ, both ends, guess what? Both people, both families, both individuals were satisfied. Because it wasn't what they had in their pockets or what they had at home. It's who they had in their heart. You see, and how do we know that? Godly wisdom. The Holy Spirit of God takes the Word of God, applies it to our heart, and teaches us godly wisdom that says, hey, this is what's better than anything else. You can't desire anything else that could even possibly remotely come close to it. And you know what we do? We believe it. Why? Because it's better felt than told. Because we know it to be true in our heart because we've put it to the test. We've experienced him. We've experienced it at the hand of God. We've watched him time and time again put money in our pockets that we didn't know where it was going to come from, or to put food on our table where we had no idea where it was going to come from. You say, times really been that bad? I'm sure they have. And they have in mine, and I'm sure they probably have in yours at some time or another. If they haven't, they may. I don't know. But what I do know is this: God takes care of his people. And godly wisdom tells us, don't you sit back and worry about that. You just trust God. Now let's move right along. And it tells us this, again, reading from the NLT. He says, and I love this, and I just told myself, I've got to read this. You've got to hear this. I love the way they word it. The way it's put in the NLT. My child, don't lose sight of common sense. Now, I wouldn't lose sight of it if I had it, but it's what Grant says anyway. My child, don't lose sight of common sense and discernment. Hang on to them. Listen to this. For they will refresh your soul. They are like jewels on a necklace. Verse 23, if you're following along in the King James Version. They keep you safe on your way, and your feet will not stumble. Verse 24, you can go to bed, and I love this, without fear, and you will lie down and sleep soundly. He's saying, listen, guys, it don't take Einstein to figure this out. Just a little common sense. A little common sense, a little discernment to understand, you know what? There's a God in heaven who spoke this world into existence by his wisdom and by his power. And if you will embrace that and you will accept that, and if you will allow him to be Lord of your heart, he says, oh, praise God, you don't need to be afraid. In the next verse 25, you don't need to be afraid of sudden disaster, of a destruction that comes upon the wicked. He says, for the Lord is your security. I love that. The Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. How? Because he's the source of all wisdom. And when there's a trap laid out there for you, guess what? His wisdom will speak. His wisdom will guide you necessarily. The Holy Spirit of God will, it will lead you and direct you. And the wisdom of God will help you in understanding, hey, this, I just need to be a little cautious about this. I need to be a little, make a little, maybe spend a little more time in prayer about this. Think about this a little longer. You see, we don't do that in our own ability. That's the wisdom of God. Why is that? Because at the end of the day, I know this. I know in my life, and I know in your life, we all want to please God, don't we? That's what I really want to do. I want God to be happy. And if that be true, and it is, then the Holy Spirit of God, you know what he does? He leads me, he guides me, and he helps me, and he brings understanding in my life, and I can take that and put it into action, and that is godly wisdom, and it helps me to say, hey, this is what's good for my life, and that is not. And so we find out, or this is, and I'm going to say this as well, it helps us in our discernment and who we allow into our space and into our lives and those that we don't. Sometimes it takes us a little longer than others. Sometimes we catch on. Sometimes we don't. But however, you know what he does? At some point, the wisdom of God, when there's certain people that don't need to be in our lives or in our space, he says, hey, you might want to think about this just for a moment. And he begins to point out things, and he begins to show us things. And as we recognize those things, then we begin to say, you know what? I don't need that in my life. That's not us and our own ability, our own power. No, that's godly wisdom saying, hey, think about this for a minute. If you want to stay in tune with God and you want to walk in the steps in the way of God and you want your life to be satisfied and your life to be pleasing unto God, then there's some changes that need to be made. There's times like that, isn't there? Good. I'm glad Amy agrees. Man, Amy's got life like that. I don't know about you. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So, verse 26, for the Lord is your security. In the latter part of that, he will, again, keep your foot from getting caught in a trap. Verse 27, do not withhold, and I love this, and I'll read these and wrap this up. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's in your power to help them. I love that. If you can help your neighbor, and what causes us to do that? Oh, well, we're just really smart people. And we just say, oh, no, the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. You know what he does? He gave us God not only gave us the job, he gave us godly wisdom to understand this is what's right. We go out, we do what we need to be doing, needs to be done. The income that comes in, you know what God does? Godly wisdom says, hey, there's somebody in need. That's right. You know what we do? In our understanding, we say, I want to please God. We go out and we help those who are in need. We do what needs to be done. And we don't do it out of our own ability. We do it because please God, and through that we are satisfied, aren't we? If you can help your neighbor now, don't say come back tomorrow and then I'll help you. Verse 29 says, don't plot harm against your neighbor. Well, I know some of us would like to, but he says no. Godly wisdom won't let us do that, will he? For those who live nearby trust you. We'll read it again. Don't plot harm against your neighbor. For those who live nearby, they trust you. What's it saying? Those of you don't even realize you're influencing. You're having an impact in their life, and they trust you in areas and ways that you don't even realize it. So don't seek out and don't do things that would bring reproach to that or would harm that. Don't do that. I know it's speaking about bringing harm against your neighbor, but basically we could say, let's read the next one and help us also with this as well. Don't pick a fight without reason. When no one has done you harm. And 31, don't envy violent people or copy their ways. Why is that? Again, for those that are nearby, they trust you. So they're watching us. Such wicked people are detestable to the Lord, but he offers his friendship to the godly. Last three verses, the Lord curses the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the upright. Amen. The Lord mocks the mockers, but is gracious to the humble. The wise inherits honor, but fools are put to shame. How do we know this? I know all of this to be true because of godly wisdom. Amen. Godly wisdom helps me to understand that when I read this, don't go out here and and be mean to others. Don't talk about others. Don't try to hurt others. Don't wish harm on others. Why? Because there's people around watching your life. How do you know that? Godly wisdom teaches me that. It teaches me that. It says, hey, don't behave that way. Don't act like that. Don't do that. Why? And then, you know, within me, you know what I do? I then say, I don't want to be that way. Why is that? Because I want to please the Lord. Why is that the case? Because I want to walk in the way of the Lord. Why do I want to do that? Because that's the only place I am satisfied. I can have all the money in the world. I can have no money at all. But if I'm not walking in the way of God, I'm not satisfied. It really doesn't matter what I've got. So that is our wrap up on Proverbs 3 and wisdom. So if you didn't enjoy it, just keep that to yourself. Anyway, I'm just playing. Lord is good, isn't he? We thank him for all he's done. Let's all stand if you would. Sister, come. Get ready to play this verse of song. I like to joke with you from time to time, but on a serious note, you know, the word of God is everything to us. It is our all in all. It is what has helped us when we are down.